Right, the Ramah brings down a halacha. He says, "Ve'ino rim tachanun mitchilat rosh chodesh sivan ad shmonabo dainu achar yisruchad." The Ramah says we don't recite tachanun from rosh chodesh sivan today till the day after Shavuos. So Shavuos is the 6th and 7th, and then the 8th, the Yisruchad, we don't recite tachanun. And then the Ramah says, and then afterwards we say tachanun. And then there are other shittot that hold we don't say tachanun until the 12th or the 13th of Sivan for reasons that we'll go through shortly. So that's the time is divided up. And again, a maltov to Howie Zimmerman on the Hachnasa Sefer Torah today. Maltov, and it should be a good maltov for you and for the whole family. And thank you for letting us benefit from your Sefer Torah. So the times are basically a series of different times. First, I think people are familiar with Shloshi Yemei Hagbala. The 3 days before Shavuos are known as the Shloshi Yemei Hagbala. Like in the Torah, it says V'higbaltara et am saviv lemor. You have to demarcate Har Sinai so the people don't go up on Har Sinai. So it means it's preparatory for the giving of the Torah. So it's an important yisod. You know, the Bali Musar all point out that everything is hachana. Everything depends on preparation. In other words, if you're going to Pesach, you want to have a Seder, so you have to certainly prepare, get rid of the chametz, but you have to prepare maybe Divrei Torah. And then for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you also need to prepare. You know, Tshuva takes a long time to prepare. And for Kabbalah Satorah, even today, especially today, maybe one could argue, it needs preparation. People have to get into a mindset. And a lot of people try to dedicate more time to learning in the Shloshet Yemei Hagbala. Even in yeshivas, they try to dedicate more time for learning in the Shloshet Yemei Hagbala. The Rav would have, and Rav Simon has quoted this, he would say, "Ein kedusha bli hachana." There's no kedusha without preparation. That's preparation. Then we have so Rosh Chodesh we know, and Shloshet Yemei Hagbala we know, but what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is not Rosh Chodesh, and tomorrow is not Shloshet Yemei Hagbala, so tomorrow is called in Halakha Yom HaMiuchas, which means you could translate it a lot of different ways. You could say the day with Yichus, you know, you could say like that. Yichus, we know, is they have good genealogy. Or you could say Yom HaMiuchas, the connected day. There's different ways to translate it, but a lot of different explanations. But why does that day have a special status in Halacha? We see that we don't say Tachanun, so it's a special status in Halacha. Why does tomorrow have a special status? So the post can weigh in with a number of reasons. I'll go through some of the reasons. So one idea that Magen Avraham has, it's the day that Hashem said to us, basically, "Atem tiyuli mamlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to be a nation of kohanim, a nation of priests and a holy nation, which is our yichus. In other words, that's where we get our yichus. That's who we are. We're a mamlechet kohanim and a goy kadosh. So that's a special day for us. That's one explanation we can have. Now, another explanation is that there's an idea that the Gemara has in Masechet Tanit on Daf Yud Chet. There are different Yamim Tovim in Megillat Tanit. Megillat Tanit was a collection of brises with all the Yamim Tovim during the time of Bayit Sheni. And the Gemara says that sometimes if you would have two holidays, the day between them would also, the Gemara says that sometimes you have a day that's mutal between two Yamim Tovim, Asu Kiyom Tov Atzmo, they make it like Yom Tov itself. So the fact that it's nestled in between Rosh Chodesh and Shloshes Yemei Hagbala is also a reason for chashivas to it. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions that tomorrow is the day that Yom Kippur will come out. So what's the significance of the day that Yom Kippur comes out? So it means this coming year, tomorrow's Monday. So it means the coming year, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Abba Aleinu Lutova, Yom Kippur will be on a Monday. Or it'll actually be Tavshin Pei Dalet, but it means the next Yom Kippur will be on a Monday. So, but what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the time of Luchot Shniot, right? In other words, this is the time we got the first tablets on Shavuos, but it didn't work out so well for us. We sinned, and Hashem had to give us a second set of luchot. So it's a yanta for us, you know, to think through, like, you know, we're happy for Shavuos to have the time we got the Torah, but there's also, you know, perking around our mind that the real day we got the luchot was Yom Kippur, and that's also a very special day. And then, Al Pi Hashkafa, there's a story, there's a piece from Rabbi Shlomi Rizhin. He was a Hasidic Rebbe. He said that the fact that a day just like looks behind it and looks forward to it, in other words, the day doesn't have anything chashuv significant to itself, but it looks behind it and sees an important day, Rosh Chodesh, looks after it and sees Shloshes Yemei Hagbala, is itself the type of chashivas. And he gives a story to explain it. He gives a mashal, maybe you've heard the story, a king, he wanted to decorate his palace. He's got a room with four walls, so he brings in these designers. So each artisan is going to decorate one wall, and he brings in four of them. So three of them are busy painting, designing, making beautiful pictures, and the fourth one is just busy measuring the fourth wall. So they didn't understand what he was doing. And then finally, after the painting's done, the fourth one brings in polished mirrors and puts the polished mirrors on the fourth wall, and the fourth wall reflected the other three walls and was the most beautiful wall. So Rav Shaul Rizhin said the same way, if a person, like, he looks, in other words, he looks behind him, he says, like you could say, let's say if a person has children and forebears, you say, you know, my forebears, they were chashuv. My kids, they're chashuv. That's the greatest yichus. That's the greatest attitude that a person should have. I'm not chashuv. The people before me were chashuv. The people after me are chashuv. That's a wonderful attitude to have. Okay, now, so that's for the days before Shavuos. Let's focus on the days after Shavuos. So the days after Shavuos, first of all, we know that the day after any yantiv is always a chashuv day. It's called an isru chag, the day after any yantiv. But the day after Shavuos has a greater chashivas. Why? Because in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if Shavuos would come out on a Shabbos, there are korbanot that a person always has to bring every yantiv. Every yantiv, you have to bring an olat re'iya and shalmei chagiga. But if Shavuos would come out on Shabbos, they couldn't bring those korbanot. According to Beis Hillel, they can't bring the korbanot. So they would have to bring the korbanot the day after Shavuos. So then, that day was like a very busy day to bring korban. It was like a type of yantiv. So that's another day, reason why the day after yantiv is important. All right, now let's focus on the week after Shavuos. So we know that in halacha, there's an idea of tashlumin. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everybody has to bring an olat re'iyah and a shalmei chagiga, but if a person didn't bring it on the first day of yantiv, he's got a 7-day period where he could bring it. So usually the 7-day period is encapsulated within the holiday. If you have Pesach, it's Pesach, and Sukkot, you have Sukkot. But on Shavuos, you get 7 days beginning with Sukkot and 6 days it was the first day of Shavuos, and then 6 days to follow it. So there's a Talmud. So some say some want to follow like the Luach and Eretz Yisrael and say we won't say Tachanun for 6 days following Shavuos. That would be the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, through the 12th. And some say, you do Sveik of the Yoma, so we don't say Tachanun through the 13th. Now, the only thing is, you can ask a lot of questions on this, and we ask these questions by Pesach Sheni. The first is, when we don't say Tachanun, it's usually something which is for the whole Tzibur, right? In other words, let's say, if I didn't bring a Korban on time of the Beis HaMikdash, it would be my Yantiv, but it wouldn't be anybody else's Yantiv. So why should that even? I'm just in other words, this is where Rav Shachar asks these questions concerning Pesach Sheni. You can ask the same question concerning this period after, and indeed the Chazon Ish said Tachanun, and I believe here in the Shul we do say Tachanun. But for the people who don't say Tachanun, the question is why should, even if assuming it is a Tashlumin time, but Tashlumin is not for Klal Yisrael, it's for individuals, not for the whole Tzibur. Second is the base. It's after Shavuos. So now, is the Beis HaMikdash standing? So, if it's coming out, let's say after Shavuos, if the Mashiach hasn't come and the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, so is there any Tashlumin? There's no Beis HaMikdash. How can I make Tashlumin, right? In other words, right? There's no Tashlumin. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So there's a question. There's a question the poskim have. If Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brings this down, let's say the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt after Shavuos. Would we have Tashlumin? In other words, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and it wasn't rebuilt at the time of Peshuas, but it's rebuilt during the period you could do Teshlumen. So would we bring Teshlumen at all? So the Baalei Tosfot hold no. So then if you hold no, that's another nail in the coffin against not saying Tachanun during this period of time. But Shlomo Zalman wants to argue that no, maybe you could bring it. But I say, Naniach all this, I'll tell you, there's a piece from Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, and this is quoted in Rav Yitzchak Mercy's book, that's from Dr. Shippen's Mechutin. So Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer said, the reason not to say Tachanun is nothing to do with Tashlumin. The reason not to say Tachanun is because it's Shivas Yimei Mishta. In other words, on Shavuos, it's like the wedding between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, like the Torah is like a wedding. In other words, Klal Yisrael is the bride and Kadosh Baruch Hu is the groom. And Bli Neder, I'm going to talk about this more on Thursday night, but so he holds that the reason we don't say Tachanun is because it's like Shivas Yimei Mishta. So then, that's a stronger argument. If it's Shivas Yimei Mishta, the 7 days of partying after a wedding, that's something for all of Klal Yisrael. And that's something that relates to the giving of the Torah. You could hear a little bit more of an argument. Okay, anyway, those are some pieces about the Tachanun now during this period of time. Any questions, comments, or thoughts?